what everybody's talking about. I've got my rosary in hand. That's right. Today is Our Lady of the Rosary. Pick up your rosaries. Our Lady of Victory, pray for us. I love this day. And yes, if you can see on social media, I'm waving to everybody. Yes, this is my one of the many rosaries I have. I love this rosary. And yes, pray the rosary, definitely. But we're going to sort of weave that into the discussion today. But what we're really talking about is fasting from social media, right? So put down social media, pick up your rosaries, and let's start praying together, because there's power in the Most Holy Rosary. And we love Our Lady so very much. We love holding her hand as we hold the rosary in our hand. And maybe that's where you start. You just put the rosary in your hand and just walk around all day with the rosary in your hand. I'm doing it right now. It's so incredible. So fasting from social media, that's the topic today on Take Two. And I need your takes on this. I need your experience, your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, you name it, all of the above, okay? So have you ever done a fast from social media? Maybe during Advent or Lent. Maybe you decided there was going to be a certain month you were just going to put down social media on the weekends and see how you did, your mental health, your well-being, how it was Monday morning after you took that break, that fast from social media. Maybe you're thinking of doing a fast, but then you're like, I don't want to be left behind. There's too much going on. You know, we do know that that social media was bombarded, obviously, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Please excuse me, I almost sneezed. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated and he was killed, the social media was just inundated with every single post you can imagine, past videos, comments, anything you can imagine just took over and dominated all of the social media platforms. And so we obviously were hooked and engaged because we didn't want to miss anything, you know, and especially if you didn't know who Charlie Kirk was, you wanted to get up to speed and say, okay, now I know why there's all this worldwide attention on this young man and his death. Okay, that's true. And so we don't want to be left behind. But it is healthy. It is wise. It is definitely the right thing to do at times, to take a break, whether it's a small break or a big, you know, dedicated break of a month or a couple months away from social media. Do you agree with that? Do you think it's necessary? Or even just how about on the weekends or maybe after, you know, at dinner time, just stop. Don't scroll. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. Don't check anything, even checking emails. Just get away from the computers. Get away from even also the conversations that can happen that spring up from somebody, you know, putting a liner out there that just gets everybody's blood pressure going sky high, and then everybody chimes in, and so there's this addictive quality to social media as well. So are you ready to fast from social media? Have you fasted from social media? You don't have to be Catholic to call in for this show. If you are listening, we consider you part of the Take Two family, and this is where we come together, the lay faithful, and we share from our hearts. So if you have something to say about this, and if you're a counselor, a therapist, a coach, a doctor, please call in and share what you feel about this addiction to social media. The number to dial, here we go. Now light up those phone lines. I need a very strong, fast, robust discussion. Why? Because we want to learn and grow and be changed a little bit, hopefully a little bit closer to God at the end of this hour. So I'm going to ask you to stop what you're doing. I know you're super busy, but I do need your assistance on this, and I would love for you to call in. Here's the number. 833-288-EWTN. Super easy. 833-288-3986. Please call us and tell us, have you ever done a fast from social media? Are you considering one maybe coming up for Advent? Or maybe you're thinking, that's silly. I just do a mini breaks. I take a time out every day from social media. Maybe that's you. I want to learn. I want to grow. And I know the Take Two family does as well. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back on Thursday. And remember, he's in seminary, so he's in classes, so he's probably listening. And I can assure you that Jerry agrees agrees with this topic because we talk about it all the time. I was the one that got Jerry hooked on texting, and he didn't even like to do that. So he does not like to be addicted in any way, shape, or form to social media. He realizes that it's not good for our brain health, right? It really isn't at times. I mean, sometimes it's necessary. And I do think there's a beautiful way to stay connected with a virtual community through Facebook and other platforms where let's say your family's spread out all over the country and somebody's getting married and you can't get there, or somebody died and you can't get to the funeral. And so then all the pictures and all the events are posted on social media and in these private groups and stuff. That is a beautiful way to stay connected. Absolutely. But what I'm talking about is, you know what I'm talking about, guys. I'm talking about I could just scroll right now as we're doing the show and pick up my Facebook page and just go to one particular post, and you'll see that it just starts a firestorm of comments and debates and arguments and, you know, blocking each other, you know, removing each other, erasing each other, destroying each other. I mean, social media can be very, very negative, and it really can bring you down. And if you stay hooked to it and buy into the addiction for long enough, it can actually affect your quality of life, I believe. As a life coach, I've seen a lot of people so addicted to it, they're missing out on life and other great hobbies and gifts and talents that they could be exploring. So if that's you and you took a fast from social media and you see that, wow, my life really, I started to be alive again and I was enjoying life, please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And yes, I love this day. Why? Because originally it was called Our Lady of Victory by Pope Pius V. And then Pope Gregory XIII changed it a year later to Our Lady of the Rosary to really put the emphasis on the rosary, which is true. But I love the title, Our Lady of Victory. Let's be victorious today and pray the rosary and be victorious today and think about taking a fast from social media. Oh, there goes the music. I'll be back in a couple minutes, and I'm looking at the phones. You guys are lighting up the lines there, and Matt's busy. 833-288-3986. Guys are responding. I love the Take Two family. There is one open phone line. Can you believe it? One open phone line. So here's where we leave it definitely to the Holy Spirit. So if you feel the nudge in your spirit, we believe it is the Holy Spirit. So we want you to call in and contribute to this conversation. So if that's you, dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about fasting from social media. If you've done it, maybe you're considering doing it, we'd love to hear from you. We just had another person just drop off. So there's another open phone line. So feel free to jump in at any time. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Carolyn. Carolyn's going to lead the discussion first. And before I get to Carolyn, hold on one second, Carolyn. I just wanted to share with our listeners about Pro-Life Weekly, that it can be in your email inbox. It's so cool. Each week, EWTN keeps you informed and educated with the latest news and truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the culture of death on EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. And we can send you a link to EWTN's Pro-Life Weekly each week. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. I would highly recommend that. So please do exactly that. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Okay, we're talking about fasting from social media. If you have something to say about it, this is the show. This is the time to do it. If you wait till the end of the show, I'm going to leave you on the line because the clock's going to run out. I'm only here for an hour and I want to get a super, you know, really fast, tight, very informative discussion going, and I need your help. 833-288-3986. Okay, Carolyn is up first. Baton Rouge, Louisiana is where Carolyn resides, and she's listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Go right ahead.
As far as media, it's Facebook. I never did get X or, you know, the... But Facebook, I have a lot of religious things on it are good, you know, and I like to hear about friends and stuff. But I'm a media missionary for EWTN and mm-hmm. other, you know, so I watch TV a lot. You know, I want people to know about what's on and all. But I know I need to regulate for my life, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need to find the balance. But, right. you know, I like, you know, the radio show, you know, the, you know, it's not just EWTN, it's other Catholic media.
Sure.
So, but I really, I love it all, but I need to have a life, too.
Well, you said it beautifully, Carolyn, and that's what I think we all struggle with. And that's why we're even doing a show on this, because that's exactly right. We've got to find the balance. And what do we do? We have to discipline ourselves, right? We have to put our own, you know, the parameters of what we are going to engage in and what we're not, how much time we're going to spend. You know, Saint Carlo Acutis did that. He loved technology, obviously. We know that. He was great on computers. He loved video games. I mean, he was of that generation. And he limited himself to an hour a week. I've heard some people say 2 hours a week. Some are one. It really doesn't matter, because 1 or 2 hours a week, wow. For him to pull back like that, that's pretty incredible. Okay, and he was a kid of the generation, so you would think he would say, okay, I could do an hour a day. Well, that's 7 hours. No, he just said 1 hour or possibly maybe 2 hours. I mean, amazing. But he did it he put those kinds of restrictions on himself at such a young age that we could do that, right, Carolyn? We could do that. We could say, hey, we're only going to check you know, Facebook, you know, once a day for 10 minutes, or we're only going to check it twice a day for 10 minutes. We could do that if we cared enough about our quality of life and our well-being and for us to be able to not, you know, lose perspective, because I do think that social media, it can benefit us. We can also be catechized by it, but let's face it, most of it is things that are going to keep us away from God, unless we are searching out, you know, primarily Catholic sources. But I will tell you, though, Carolyn, thank you for being an EWTN media missionary. We love you so very much, because you're getting the word out there for people to tap into what EWTN has to offer so that they can get closer to God. And I always say that's a great use of, you know, social media and technology. What do you say, Carolyn?
Yes, thank you a lot. I appreciate it.
I pretty much said it all, because see, I've been thinking about this for so long, and I'm getting ready. I'll be honest with you, Carolyn. I'm getting ready to actually do a social media fast. I think I'm going to start it November 1st on All Saints Day, and I'd love others to join me. And what I'm going to do is I can't completely get away from social media because of the work that I do, but I'm going to limit myself. So really pray for all of us who are going to do that, Carolyn. What, you know, would you do that? And maybe you'll join us.
That sounds wise. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling and getting us started. We appreciate it. Oscar on YouTube says it's understandable why it's tough for young people to ditch social media these days. It's become so integrated into their social lives. So true, Oscar. Many friendships and group activities revolve around these platforms. Oh, Oscar, you nailed it. That's exactly it. Well, that's part of the whole addictive qualities of this, is that you feel like if you walk away or you miss a day, then you're going to be left behind. And that's not a good feeling, because everybody wants to be accepted. So Oscar, that's exactly, you know, that's exactly why we're doing a show like this, is trying to get folks to really step out with a huge leap of faith and trust, and realize we're not going to be left behind. Social media will always be there. And we can do this so that we can have a, just kind of like what Carolyn said, that balance, you know, in life, where we can just also enjoy the things around us that don't revolve around technology. But we do love our media missionaries. So that's definitely something, if you're thinking you want to get signed up for, you should do what Carolyn has done, because we love getting the word out there to, you know, everybody, across the world, actually, who, you know, there's still people in the world that haven't heard about, believe it or not, Catholic radio. It's shocking, but it is so true. I've been to some places and they're like, we have Catholic radio. I'm like, yeah. So it's very interesting. That's why we have to get out there and really evangelize, really spread the word, raise awareness. Okay, if you have something to say about fasting from social media, I really and truly need you to weigh in on this. Okay, I just got a message, said, why are you so happy today? I'm always happy. Okay, I'm always, well, I'm not always happy. That's an extreme statement. But I'm happy today because I love this day. It's Our Lady of the Rosary, right? And I love the fact that it's Our Lady of Victory originally. And that's always been the title that I have absolutely just, it gets me so excited to say it. Our Lady of Victory, pray for us. So yes, you can hear that excitement in my voice. So you are correct. Thank you, Take Two family member. Okay, we had a call from Etta from Bullhead City, Arizona, just dropped off. He was a first-time caller. Etta, if you'd like to call back, please dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and talk about fasting from social media. Ann is up next from Kentucky on Savior Radio Network. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, your call screener was, well, you asked about if we've taken a fast from social media. Excuse me, my voice. I left social media back in during COVID because I saw the toxicity of what was going on. You know, people were unfriending and they were saying, if you don't do this, then just unfriend me. You know, people were being very cruel and very ugly to each other. So I didn't want to be out and about and see friends and what they had posted behind the privacy of their screens and have bad thoughts about them. So I did leave. I deleted my entire account. And for 5 years, I was off of Facebook. I just recently got back on because of work. And I can tell, even I've only been back on social media for about a month, and I can tell already that addictiveness that you're talking about. You know, you get on there and you want to see what all is going on. I got on right after Charlie Kirk was murdered, and it just, you know, you want to just stay glued to your screen. Mm-hmm. And I could tell a difference in just my attentiveness to the rest of my life. It was so much more full. And so I had so many other things going on before I got back on social media.
So, Anne, let me ask you a couple questions, because I think you're one of the, it's so beautiful how the Holy Spirit works. You're so perfect for this discussion. Now, did I hear you correctly that you walked away from social media for 5 years? Okay, 5 years.
Yes, we were blacked out. You know, we didn't know. There were so many things that we didn't know about, because the only way that people make announcements now is on Facebook. You know, and I would say, well, I'm not on Facebook. You know, and they would say, well, people would be so cruel as to say, well, I guess you need to get back on.
Yeah.
So we just kind of didn't. You know, we just didn't participate in as many things, but that did leave a lot more time for us for our family, instead of chasing all of the social obligations.
Right. Okay. I think you're amazing. I would love to talk to you for hours and hours to find out what happened to you, you know, week by week, month by month during those 5 years, because in here, you shared with all of us that recently you got back on Facebook because of work. And that's understandable. I mean, I get it, because I have to do the same thing, right? We have to do it to stay up and current for our work or and how it pertains to what we do for a living. I totally get that. But you said you noticed immediately the addictive nature of it. And that, see, it's so interesting, because I've heard people say that if you step away for a long time, like you did, And then you go back. It's really a shock. It's like, wow, I never realized how hooked I was. Now, if you go away for a week or two or a month or for a season like Advent or Lent, then people say, well, I can, you know, I kind of still remember those feelings. I understand. So, and also you can get through that time of fasting because you're looking forward to the time when you can probably check social media again. But for you, it was a complete detox. It was a complete taking away. And then you lived your life and now you're back on it. And this is fascinating. Have you thought about putting certain restrictions on yourself just so that you don't go full, you know, 100% into social media again? Or what are your thoughts on that? Because obviously you've experienced both worlds in a full way.
Setting a timer on my phone so that I can make sure that I don't spend, you know, I just have a very full life. We live on a farm. And I have animals that I have to take care of, but I also run two businesses mm-hmm. and two side businesses in addition to that. So I don't have a lot of free time. And so setting a timer on my phone and giving myself 15 minutes, you know, and you're just gonna look and give yourself that ability, you know, that time frame to look and see what you can find. If you need to make a post, then make a post in that 15 minutes of time, you know. And sometimes I break that, you know, if there's something big going on, then I might break it and I may do an hour. But for the most part, I have been able to limit myself to those, you know, I might do a 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening.
Sure.
But yeah, you just have to give yourself limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not get mm-hmm. sucked in. And that is so, so hard. Mm-hmm. Even after all this time.
Yeah. I love the idea of setting the timer. You know, as a life coach, we do that a lot. I think that's brilliant. Everyone should do that. You know, set a 20-minute timer, 10-minute timer, and when it goes off, it goes off. You're done. You just train yourself to say, okay, I'm moving on to the next thing. I'm going back to life. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. You really helped to shape this conversation today. And in fact, you gave me great ideas for when I go on this fast starting All Saints Day in November 1st. I really appreciate it, Anne, and God bless you. Thank you for weighing in. I know you're busy on that farm, so go ahead, go back to your chores and duties there. And thank you. Call us again for sure, Anne. Okay, we're gonna get to Scott. Yes, go ahead, Anne.
Can I say one more thing that a mentor
Absolutely.
Suggested to me, and I did it. I attached a Saint Benedict medal to my phone case.
Wow.
And that's a good reminder if I want to, you know, if you start to want to veer off into things that are not holy or not wholesome for you, it's just a good reminder. So I did attach mm-hmm. that to my phone case. I can't attach it to my laptop case, obviously, but my phone is what I use the majority of the time anyway.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful Saint Benedict medal. Totally believe in it. You're awesome, man. And listen to Scott's call coming up next if you get a chance, because it's going to tie. I think it's going to tie into what you're saying. So, Anne, you are awesome. Thank you. Okay, you're going to hear the music. There it goes, right on cue. Scott, you're going to be first coming back from the break. Just another little over a minute there. And Scott, I'll be with you in Pensacola, Florida, and you're going to talk more about fasting from social media, kind of maybe picking up where Anne left off. This is very great discussion here on Take Two, so stay with us. Better yet, call us. Having a great discussion today about fasting from social media. If you have something to say about this, maybe you're a priest or a deacon or a bishop that listens to Take Two, and you'd like to share what people are saying to you as they come to you for spiritual direction or even you know, just passing after Mass and talking about social media and how it affects our spiritual lives. If you have something to say, we'd love to entertain your call. Absolutely. But the rest of us, we need to weigh in on this. If we're gonna shape this conversation in a way that people walk away and brand new listeners are listening to Take Two Live. And it is so important that we leave them with really inspiring thoughts and motivational techniques for them to possibly limit themselves and go on a small fast, a mini fast, or even a major fast from social media and other things that are keeping them addicted. If you have something to say about this, please call in. We're very friendly. Scott's going to be up next at 833-288-EWTN. Please don't wait till the end of the hour. It seems like all this this week and last week, you guys wait till the last minute. Please call in now and you'll get in. And Matt's very quick to say hello and chat with you for a little bit. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, KOGD 107.1 FM, serving Shawnee, Oklahoma, is celebrating 10 years with us. Congratulations to the Benedictine Fathers of Sacred Heart Mission from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, Scott has waited so patiently. Scott lives in Pensacola, Florida, and Scott is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Our Lady of the Rosary Day. I love this day. You go right ahead, Scott.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, I've never called in, but I'm really passionate about this. I was a school teacher for 25 years. I just retired this year, and it's crazy. I mean, when I taught in 2000, it wasn't a real big issue, but kids are so addicted to it, and it takes up their time. And now that I'm retired, I'm addicted. I can spend 5 hours on this thing, and I understand, you know, it's got these algorithms and it just keeps you going, and I love that you talked about some ways to get off of it, but these algorithms, man, they just know you and they just keep you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they feed the addiction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like when I went to confession, I should be confessing all the time. Just imagine the time we waste away from God doing this. And I was talking to a friend the other day. Just think about how many musicians that we don't have anymore that would have been practicing the piano or the violin or something like that. And they don't do it because social media is so addictive that they do that instead of the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, Scott, first of all, a couple things. Thank you for being a teacher. You said 25 years. We love our teachers. I've always said this, that I believe that our teachers and nurses are going to get a high place in heaven. I've just said that. That's just my personal opinion. So thank you so much for spending 25 years really instructing and informing the next generation. So thank you for that, Scott. But you know, you saw it firsthand. You saw it, and now you see it with yourself. And you said, being retired, you know, you could get super attached and super addicted to it. Absolutely. And you know what's really sad? And I was waiting for somebody to bring this up on Take Two. I'm a life coach, Scott, and I've heard of clients coming to us saying that they stopped praying because they were so addicted to social media. There was more of an attraction to social media than to sit and just be in prayer. And so it really bothered them. So when you made the comment about, like, sometimes I feel like I should confess it, I agree with you. And see, this is where I think that this is where the devil the demons know how to, they're opportunists. They know how to use this. And they know how to distract us, and they know how to take us away from what is truly of God. Now I will get people that'll email me right after the show, Scott, and they'll say you shouldn't demonize, you know, social media, and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that because there's really good things that happen on social media. I get that. We're talking about the addictive side of it, where you start spending more of your waking hours on social media than you are maybe in prayer or going to Mass. What do you say to all that, Scott?
I say, right. It's, but it, you know, when you're on there, things just pop up, things that are inappropriate. I'm not even looking for those things. You know, I might have some Bible verses that come up, and, you know, I think that's really cool, and I'll read them. And then the next thing you know, there's something that, you know, that I, you know, try to scroll by, you know, but as soon as you stop for 1 second, then something like that pops up again. And, it, you know, for me, it's tough. I know you talk about November 1st is when you're going to start. And it's so funny to me because I'm going to go on the Camino. I have a trip and I leave for Madrid November 1st.
Wow.
And I'm going to be gone the whole month of November. And it's going to be no social media. In fact, the first couple days are spent in a monastery. And it's like a silent monastery.
Right.
And thank God that I'm getting the opportunity to do this. So maybe this whole month will break me of this habit, you know, and that's what I'm hoping and praying for.
Wow. That I know a lot, actually quite a few that have done the Camino and the walk and the transformative nature of it every single day that you're there. Wow. You are so blessed and so lucky to be.
Oh, I am blessed.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's my first time going, so I am so looking forward to it. And I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is just getting off of this and disconnecting. And maybe it'll reset me. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. And I know that's what you're talking about. You know, how do you put limits on this? And it's hard. I'm 60. You know, can you imagine a 15-year-old sitting in a classroom all day long? And our district doesn't, you know, they say, oh, put your phones away. You know, but it's not like, I know some school districts, like, you bring your phone to school, we're taking it. Mm-hmm. Our district, it just hasn't done that. I mean, they say they do it, but they don't do it. You know?
Right, right. You know what's really sad, Scott? I've watched young kids and their whole identity is wrapped up in this social media. They live for it. They've changed the way they conduct themselves, the way they look, the way they dress, the way they, everything. It's so sad because they're not being, you know, their unique selves and the original, you know, person that they were created to be by God himself. You know, St. Carlo Acutis talks all about that. And it's just so sad to me because it's like they're just going along and they feel like, well, that's where they're going to find their acceptance. And then when they get blocked or unfriended or I don't know what other terms you want to call it, ghosted, erased, whatever, they're so devastated. They fall into that quick level of despair, which is exactly what the demons want all of us to fall into. Have you ever seen that, Scott, when you were as a teacher? Have you ever seen a child or a young student, you know, start off with just a vibrancy and then they lose that? You can almost see when they get so addicted, they lose it. It's almost like they're almost robotic in a sense. Have you ever seen that, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I was in a program where I taught a military class, and you know, you get the kids for all 4 years. So when I get them, I get 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders. I get them, you know, for all 4 years, and so you know the kids, and you can tell when they come in, and I tell them, you know, straight up, I'm like, I hold my phone up in the front of the classroom. I'm like, this is the devil. I mean, you guys need to get off of this thing, and it really is. Just, I know there's such good stuff on there, but I'm. You know, that's how they get you in there, you know, and it's just, I agree with you. It's just, I, you know, I just wish we didn't have it. You know, I am thankful that my three daughters grew up, and graduated, you know, by, 2011. And, you know, they weren't exposed to this. They had like, I think MySpace and they had a little phone, you know, you had to do the three, you know, so it wasn't anything like what these kids are facing today.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wish parents would really pay attention to their kids and put restrictions, because they're really not helping their kids.
I totally agree with you, Scott. Okay, Scott, I got to ask a favor. You said this is the first time you called. You're going on the Camino. You're going to be doing that whole entire pilgrimage walk, and an incredible experience for the month of November. When you get back in December, would you consider calling us and telling us what it was like? You can call on an unscripted. You can call on one of the prayer shows, you know, something that kind of pertains to this, because I'm about to ask you if you would just remember the Take 2 family prayer intentions. If you would do that when you go go on this incredible journey. We would so appreciate it.
I absolutely will. And I'm sure everybody that I've watched YouTube videos and everybody says the same thing. They just come back different. They come back and they change. Right. You know, they get rid of stuff in their house they don't need. They learn that all you need is what's on your back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to, they have pilgrim masses at 7 p.m. Every day where you go. And I'm looking forward to going to mass every day. And
beautiful.
It's in Spanish, so I'm a little scared because most of them are going to be in Spanish and I don't know it. I wish I would have learned Spanish. I had so many Spanish kids. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple words, but it's not going to help in mass.
Right. Well, just be, because the Lord will let you absorb what you need to absorb. So you're going to be, it's going to be great. You're going to, it's, wow. I'm so excited for you. I try to stay away from the word, being jealous, but I have to tell you, I'm a bit jealous. I would love to do that for the month of November. That would be incredible. So you've got to tell us. We've got to live vicariously through you, Scott. So call us back and let us know. And God bless you when all the other, those that are making, the Camino, walk and the pilgrimage and the journey and everything. We pray for the whole entire team that you're with. Thank you so much, Scott. Wow. Great call from Scott in Pensacola, Florida. He's going to give us an update on the beautiful journey that people are on when they want to get closer to the Lord and learn self-discovery, learn about themselves, go deeper in their faith. And it's just incredible that the opportunities we have in this day and age. I hope people take advantage of it. Pilgrimages, retreats, you know, Scott was talking about being at a monastery. It's kind of a silent retreat, though. That's so powerful. Jerry Usher just got finished with a silent retreat. Okay, let's hear what, thank you again, Scott. Let's hear what Colette has to say in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Colette. Welcome.
Good morning and blessings.
Thank you. You as well.
So for me, I find that it is almost harder sometimes to put the phone away and the social media away than it is to fast physically.
Oh, yeah. No argument for me. Oh, yeah. It's so true.
And I've done, 3-day fast, 5-day fast, and that was almost easier some days than, because having it right there in my hand, I just keep picking it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that is so interesting. So you're comparing it to a food fasting. And then, so would you say, okay, so I agree with you. It's harder to fast from social media than it is to fast from food. Okay. And so would you say then, if we were looking at the day and age, the times we're living in right now, where social media, we're just bombarded with everything that has to do with technology. So would you say then, if we're going to incorporate fasting and almsgiving as a way to move our prayers, into a deeper sense of, connection with God, so that God, responds in a very, as he always does, in a very gracious, generous way. But oftentimes fasting and almsgiving are brought in to where there's, especially where there's difficult situations. Then would you say, Colette, that it would be safe to say that if we fast from social media, that actually would do, it would be very effective. It would work because it's so much harder. It's kind of like people who are vegetarians, and then when you have Friday, no meat. I mean, it's like, oh, no big deal. I don't eat meat anyway. Right. So it's that same type of, comparison and understanding. So would you say that we could use fasting from social media as a way to make our prayers more effective? What would you say, Colette?
Oh, goodness. For me, I've seen fruit for that. I'm not a canon lawyer to say that that's okay.
Right.
But for me personally, I have seen it bear fruit abundantly when I have literally made myself, force that discipline in a period for a certain intention.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why I think that it's so needed now more than ever. Because people, we know from the prayer shows that we do, we know that people are praying for not just one thing, but 2 and 3 and 5 and 10 things. And so what's not working? We're not willing to do, right? We're not willing to pull back on something. We're not willing to sacrifice. We're not willing to offer it up. We're not willing to do these certain things in order to make our prayers more effective and directed to what we are, what our requests and our intentions are. So I say, this is just me, I'm right with you, Colette. We'd probably have to talk to some theologian or somebody who's, but I think it actually has to do with the level of faith and understanding of our own human nature. I mean, we know that social media is addictive. We know that. I mean, you heard Scott share it, when he's been a teacher for 25 years, he saw it. It's so, and then he's on it and he's talking about how the algorithms pitch to you just to your own, personal likes and everything. And so I say, you're going to think this is radical, but hang on. Don't hang up the phone on me yet. Okay. I'm serious. I've said this before and I've actually seen it. You answered it. You said it's effective. Okay. You said you've seen fruits of it. Okay. I have seen people, this is no joke, who have pulled back from social media for 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day, obviously, 10 minutes, and they have seen their prayers answered. Is that unbelievable?
I think I completely believable. I've seen so much, even in my own grandchildren, how the algorithms have everything set so that they get so involved in the machine that the people are annoying to them. Mm-hmm. So if real life is more, if reality is more annoying than the screen, my goodness.
Yeah. 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 I say we,
how could it
I
not
say
bear fruit.
That's right. I say we test it out. If everyone would just see, I think the problem that we have, I love talking to you, Colette, because you totally get it. And I love talking to you because it you've seen it and I've seen it. And here's the thing. I think we as human beings, we try to do things that are so extreme. Like we're like, okay, I'm going to give up everything forever. I mean, you don't have to do that with our wonderful
You're right.
God. If we just pull back a little and replace it with a thought about God, Jesus, I trust in you, just even saying the prayer, Jesus, just say the name of Jesus, we now have walked one step closer to God. And with that, God rushes towards us. That's the way he works. That's the beautiful nature of our God. I say to everybody, Colette, let's start a movement right now. Everybody that's listening to Take Two, just take okay, let's even go smaller. 5 minutes today, 5 minutes, and say, Lord, I'm walking away 5 minutes earlier from social media. And all I'm going to do is think about you, and all I'm going to do is focus on you, and see if your prayers are maybe even answered that day, or you feel more comfort and peace, or you even feel yourself even internally being more balanced. What do you say, Colette?
I think that's a great idea, and I'm completely on board with you.
Thank you. I'm going to do it too. In fact, I'll do so that I don't forget right after the show, I'm going to do it because normally I check social media, right? To see where everybody's at and all the chats and everything. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to look at, actually, I've got my rosary in hand. I'm going to pray a decade of the rosary. So there you go. So that, and that, yeah, I love it. Colette, I love it. We're going to start a movement. Let's see how it goes. And then we'll report in every month and see if we can grow this idea that if we pull away even a tiny bit and replace it with something of God or interacting with people, because remember, we're to love God and to love others, right? So we can see.
And I think sometimes we forget right. that giving of our time can be an alms.
That's right. Giving of our time can be an almsgiving. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man. You nailed it, Colette. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you. I've got to get back to San Antonio. I love San Antonio. You guys are awesome.
Come again soon.
Okay. Okay. Definitely. Definitely. Call us again, Colette. Thank you. Okay. We're going to get to Kirk in Houston, Texas in just a moment. I wanted to share this coming in from YouTube. I'm waving to you. I don't quite see the name. It just says ear here. So maybe that's your handle. I'm not sure. It says, I quit social media besides YouTube 6 years ago. My relationships improved. I found myself less constantly infuriated by the latest, greatest scandals and controversies, and my empathy increased. Oh my goodness. Okay, this amazing person from YouTube who sent this in, you are awesome. You just confirmed what Colette and I were saying and how awesome this is to be able to move away from social media and start to realize there's so much more to life and living life. Remember when Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. What did he mean by that? Okay, it's an abundant life. What does an abundant life mean? It means you experience everything with all engaging your senses and living your most authentic human life and existence. It's really beautiful. So I love that. Thank you so much. Kirk, hold on 1 second. I just wanted to share and alert everybody about Open Line Tuesday this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Wade Menezes discusses how October is the month of the Most Holy Rosary. Oh, you got to tune in for that. Amazing. I love Father Wade Menezes. Okay, Kirk in Houston, Texas on Sirius XM 130. You're up next. Hi, Kirk.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I love your show.
Thank you. I'm happy you love it.
I'm going to play the guy, the elephant in the room, and I'm not trying to sound mean here, but I heard a sermon a week or two ago about how we steal time from God. And social media, man, is stealing time from God. And the elephant in the room that I want to bring up is, if you've got so much time to sit and scroll, then you got too much time on your hands. You're not serving God. You're not serving people. You're not studying. You're not praying. Anyway, at Lent this year, I prayed about giving up social media, and in 2 days, it was gone. I've never looked back. I've never had a desire. It's like the Holy Spirit said, man, that's a great, great idea. Why don't you give this up at Lent? I've never looked back. And then the funny thing is, if I do scroll it and I see something interesting, I send it to my kids, they send it back every time and go, Dad, false, that's not true. That's all false. And I'm like, okay, I'm an idiot. I don't even know how to tell when I'm looking at something that's real and look at something that's false. So this is a waste of my time. But again, I guess my point is, we're really stealing a lot of time from God that he's given us to love people and minister and serve people. And I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be mean, but man, we need to put these phones down and be ministers of the word and mm-hmm. serve. And I just don't understand how people have so much time to sit and scroll these phones.
Amen, Kirk. You're not going to get a single combative word or gesture or saying or anything, a debate against what you just said. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. And I love how I wrote it down, stealing time from God. It is so, we only have so many hours here. We only have so many minutes here. Time is so precious. And if we can use that time wisely on this side of the veil, like you're saying, Kirk, it's only going to benefit us for all of eternity.
Yeah, and I do think it was, and maybe, and I'm not trying to sound self-righteous or judgmental or anything, but when I prayed about it at Lent, I mean, literally, it was one of those things where the Holy Spirit just took it away, took the desire away, replaced it with other things, and I've never looked back and thought, man, I really missed social media at all. Do not regret giving it up. And I know that's a Holy Spirit thing, and I'm grateful for God for answering that prayer. But yeah, just pray about giving it up and let the Holy Spirit lead you.
I love it. Kirk, you are just incredible. I'm so glad that you wrapped up this incredible conversation we've had today on fasting from social media. And I hope it starts this wave, this movement, where everybody considers it, even just a slight fast or a major fast like you have done and walking away. And the others that have called in, we're getting more calls coming in now. Well, we're out of time for this particular episode, but we do have the end of the month for Unscripted. So you're always welcome to call back on Unscripted, those that are waiting. But thank you again, Kirk, in Houston, Texas. And we're just so grateful for the Take Two family. You guys stepped in. Here comes some more calls. I told you, you guys waited to the last minute. But you know what? You did a great job. So let's pull away a little bit from social media, but stay connected to Catholic media. Why? Because you're getting closer to God every time you listen. I believe that Father Thomas Loya says God is sanctifying the airwaves. I truly believe that. Okay, thank you to the show team, Michael, Matt, Pedro. You did a great job. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. Tomorrow we're talking about what slang or sayings is your part of the country known for. That's going to be a fun and fascinating discussion. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.